to South Africa next. Yesterday marked 19 years since Nelson Mandela was sworn in as the first democratically elected and first black president of South Africa. Mr. Mandela, of course, is now 94 years old, frail and ailing. He just got out of the hospital after a bout of pneumonia. Some South Africans say they're frustrated with what many consider obsessive media coverage of the Nobel Peace Laureate and anti-apartheid leader's ill health. Older residents stress that the African way of coping with twilight years and the inevitable onset of death is culturally nuanced, a final journey, and that journalists should be more sensitive to this. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
Media at SAFM with Ashraf Gardner.
So it's Sunday morning, and of course, first topic for the day is about the media on Mandela.
In recent days, it's been almost impossible to switch on South African radio or television or read a local newspaper, website or tweet and not hear the name Mandela mentioned.
Culturally, there's a sense every time we speak about Mandela in terms of possibly passing on, we get people who will call or SMS to say, we don't speak about that thing, certainly not in our culture, not in black culture, not in African culture.
Nelson Mandela was back in the hospital at the tail end of March for 10 days with a recurring lung infection and pneumonia. The latest health scare attracted journalists from all over the world, and some South Africans say they feel bombarded by reporters hungry for information and commentary about the 94-year-old former president. That includes veteran journalist, author, and former anti-apartheid campaigner Alistair Sparks. He told the National Broadcaster's Media at SAFM radio show, Enough is Enough.
It does become a bit wearisome, and I suppose some people are a bit upset about it. You know, just the sheer volume of coverage and the degree of personal detail that it goes into.
Though Sparks said South Africans must accept that Mandela attracts global attention.
We have to recognize that the world is interested in him. And we've got to understand that there are many cultures in our society, and no particular culture can expect to prevail. It's part of the recognition of a great man.
Among churchgoers recently, Mafikile Mlotshwa was singing and praying for Mandela, or Madiba, as most South Africans affectionately call him by his clan name. After church, she collared me.
Some things are better said in our own language than they are in English. Madiba, we in Togo, Baba Umholi, we in Kosi, Uyena osiphete, meaning that Madiba, he is to us a leader, he is a father first of all, and we pray and hope for him for all the best. But at the same time, for an elderly person, according to African culture, this business of you people coming to interview us all about his health and things like that, that is not African. It's not African because it is interfering with the African spirit. The African way is to respect at his age, to pray for him peacefully, so that when God does call him, he will rest in peace.
What Mafikile tells me is what other South Africans are repeating, that Mandela is a global symbol, yes, but his time will come, and we must all accept that and let him go, gently. President Jacob Zuma made a similar point.
Let us slow down the anxiety. The country must not panic. In Zulu, there's a time when somebody passes away who's old, people say, Ugodukile. He or she has gone home. Those are some of the things we'd be thinking about.
Jacob Zuma was making a very African statement by saying that.
But, says broadcaster and cultural commentator Audrey Brown, reporting on Mandela's health or even death requires balance.
We have to get it right. At the same time, we have to make sure that we do not trample on sensitivities, whether they be cultural or whether they just be common human decency. And, you know, and I think we really can draw the lines between those two things.
Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.